All right, we get messages here on 99.7 EJX. You can send them via DM at Ben and Kelly Show. Got this from a listener who wants to remain anonymous.
Yep, she says, "Hey Ben and Kelly, I'm way stressed. I'm supposed to get married very soon, and I feel the universe is telling me not to."
Okay.
For starters, our minister has completely gone MIA.
Oh.
Haven't been able to get a hold of him, and now I have no faith he's going to actually show up for the wedding.
Oh, geez. Okay.
It has been days. On top of that, we went on a beautiful hike this week where I took a small tumble and severely sprained my ankle. So now I'm going to show up at my wedding with a big boot on.
Oh.
And then no one to marry us? And finally, this may sound crazy, but right after we got engaged last year for fun, I went to a psychic with a friend and she said she didn't see me getting married for several years.
Oh.
When I told her I'd just gotten engaged, she just repeated her vision.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm worried this is a sign and maybe we shouldn't go through with it. I'm normally not superstitious, but this feels like way too much.
Yeah, right?
Am I going crazy or should I pause everything? Thanks so much.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot of things that seem to be pointing in a direction.
Yeah, I was going
to
say one of those, and I'd say no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you can sprain your ankle anytime. It's just one of those things that is, hey, it'll be fun in your wedding pictures. You can maybe hide the boot.
Well, and a lot of times, though, you don't even see the shoes in your wedding pictures because the gowns are so long. So maybe, you know, it may affect the way she's walking. But honestly, with those boots, you can, like, walk fairly normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you may hobble a little bit, but...
Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's just if she's worried about, like, pictures, she can hide that if her dress is long enough.
Now, listen. We got some response from some listeners already that are kind of saying, hey, heed these warnings. Like, if you want to practice marriage, go ahead and get married. If not, you're getting your signs to not do it. Sounds crazy, but yes, there's a reason you're doubting.
Wow. Okay. Well, and I think the number one thing that is kind of disturbing is when you couple those things with what the psychic said.
That is, that right there.
That's wild.
Is wild.
That's really wild. And that was what, right after she got engaged last year?
Yes. And she's like several years. And she, you know, obviously it's one thing. It's a psychic. It's whatever. You do it for fun. And then all of
this. But now these things are happening and you pile it all together and it feels like, yes, forming a big neon sign. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much weight I put into all that stuff either, but when you add it all together, it does feel like,
yeah, it feels
should
like
I pay attention to this? Because it's feeling like I should.
Yeah, and I get it where you're like, hey, you know, maybe this isn't a sign to break up, but maybe it is a sign to just say, I don't know.
The psychic didn't say you're not marrying that person.
Yeah,
she just said you're not going to get married for a couple of years.
Right, exactly. So it could be that person, but it could just be, you know,
signs of
next year,
the right time.
Or maybe, right, exactly. Is your wedding in an area? I'm assuming it's local, unless you're having a destination wedding like down in Florida or something. But
I
wouldn't think that's the guy. I was going to say that wouldn't be the case. Obviously, that would be a thing where it's like, okay, yeah,
safety should come first.
Yeah, we're going to pause that. All right. I don't know if you have a thought on this, but I'm kind of, normally I'm just like, whatever. That's stupid. Just, you love the guy, get married.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure that would be his reaction.
Yeah.
If she tells him.
Yeah.
He's just like, babe, don't pay attention to that. It's going to be fine. It's all going to work out.
Yeah. My divorce from my other wife, it's going to be finalized in any minute. It'll be fine. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. Maybe you have a story about signs that you shouldn't do something, and you heeded that, and it turned out to be right.
Well, Shayna's like, whoa. Her feelings toward her partner changing? Does she see a future with them? What has changed besides some outside coincidence?
Exactly. So there's two different listeners who said two different things. One saying, hey, trust the signs. The other one going, no, your feelings haven't changed towards them. You should be
trust
fine.
Trust your feelings towards it.
Right. How much weight do you put into a little psychic's prediction coupled with maybe a sprained ankle and not being able to get a hold of the minister for your upcoming wedding? Well, that's what our listener is kind of going through right now. It's got her freaked out.
Now, yeah, she's like, you know, do I pay attention to these actual signs? Are these signs that I should pay attention to or what?
Yeah, a lot of people are actually saying, hey, if you're looking for signs, then that might be your answer. Like, if you're looking for signs to pause it, then maybe that is your answer.
Yeah, and that is what Liz is saying on text. Yeah, look for signs in the relationship, you know, not in the world that can just be bad luck. She's like, wonder if she had a ring on for the psychic reading, and the fortune teller just wanted to throw a wrench into things.
Oh, geez.
She said, trust the feelings toward your partner, especially if there's no red flag signs in the relationship itself.
Yeah.
Signs can be coincidences. Now, Tony from St. Matthews, though, he says, I was going to change to third shift at my job about a month ago for more money, and my wife said to just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up deciding not to. Third shift in its entirety was fired today.
Ooh, probably good that he took his wife's advice there and thought about it.
Yes.
You know, I think it will also, there are several people that pointed this out, and I kind of agree with it. Have you talked to your fiance about this and just said, hey, is this weird? Do you feel like this is weird?
I think that's the way to approach it, because she might have just been like, well, I don't want to make him like worry that I'm doubting him unnecessarily, if she's not actually doubting her feelings for him or the decision to marry him. She's just kind of concerned, like, should we pay attention to this and maybe delay things? Bethany says, maybe the psychic sees you're not getting married for a few years because you let the boot and the minister freak you out and cancel your wedding. Don't let the psychic win. Just like taking it as a challenge. Don't prove you're wrong, psychic.
Oh, wow. So then we did get a message from a listener that said, hey, one of the signs I've always had is my mom straight up telling me that she has a bad sense about something or someone. Backstory, my mom can feel stuff. And I always knew this growing up, kind of like, kind of like leading to the psychic sort of thing.
Sure.
But the listener goes on and says, but of course, me being young, didn't want to hear it. I was with that person for 2 years, ended up being homeless and in a bad relationship. Now, anytime my mom tells me she has a bad feeling about someone, I listen and I let that person go. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, that's your mom, though, and that's not a psychic that you just went to and paid money for.
Right.
So that might be a little bit different. I don't know if it is or not.
But I think, bottom line is we probably should talk to
the fiance. Yeah, absolutely.
And just kind of put it out there and like, hey, I've just been feeling like this is just weird. And again, if she truly is not doubting the relationship, then, you know, preface that by saying, I don't doubt at all marrying you. I'm just wondering, should we like push it back a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, pause
it. The universe is kind of telling us there's some stuff.
I was going to say, maybe this time isn't the time, and maybe it needs to be a little bit later. So, all right. So definitely some things to think about. I don't know if we made it clearer for you or not, but hopefully keep us posted.
I feel like if she talks to him about it and they, you know, she's either going to get the reassurance she needs or going to get confirmation from him like, yeah, let's go ahead and push things back a little bit. Just see what the universe tells us then.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is diving into the DMs.